Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we are talking about Kase-san and Morning Glories, which was a random choice this week.
Yeah, random is a good way to put it.
Yeah, you know what? There is no better way to put it other than random. But before all that, unfortunately, there is no pre-show this week. We have some stuff kind of going on personally where we're not able to do that. So we're just kind of recording just a core episode this week. So I do apologize for the patrons that there is no pre-show, post-show or anything like that this week. But we will be back to normal recording come this next episode. But we do have ways for you to be able to reach out to us. You can go to featuredanimepodcast.com. All our contact information and everything like that on there is available for you to reach out to us. We are in Discord, and how you can join our Discord is going to be available on our website as well. And, you know, for when we do put out our bonus content and everything like that, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. And if you also want to buy yourself some nice tasty treats, we do have an affiliate link for you and a coupon code for Tokyo Treat. If you use the link in our show notes along with the coupon code featured anime, you'll get yourself $5 off your first Tokyo Treat box, and it helps support us and helps us grow. Or if you want to buy yourself some swanky swag, shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And now on to the meat and bro-tatoes. Kase-san and Morning Glories is a movie or OVA that aired in June 2018. Producer for it is Sotsu. Studio for it is Zex. It's based off of a manga. Genres for it are romance, school, shoujo, slice of life, and yuri, or girl love, depending on how you want to try to say it. And it is a just under an hour long. So it's just a couple of minutes under an hour long. Now, obviously, if you couldn't get it from the title, this movie revolves around Kase and Yui, who are two high school girls that basically kind of fell in love with each other, and they're navigating, I guess, kind of their dating relationship habits and how they feel about each other and everything like that, what they ultimately want to do for their future, simply because they're about to go off to college. And so they're just trying to navigate the normal ins and outs of a young, budding, new relationship.
And that's kind of what this whole thing's about. It's, if you're looking to follow and watch a really short, and I need to specify, short movie about adolescent love, this isn't bad. If you're going for entertainment, it might not be the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the first 20 minutes of the, I would say for the first 20 minutes of the hour show, there's a whole bunch of dialogue that doesn't quite seem necessary. And what I mean by that is it's a lot of, I'm such a ditz, I'm such a this, I'm such a that, I'm clumsy, I'm this, it's self-depreciating.
Right. And it's mostly one-sided, right?
Oh, so, 100%.
So you have basically Yui's very girly girl. She's, you know, likes cutesy things. She's not really heavily into sports or anything like that. Whereas of Kase, who is the other love interest in this anime, she's more of the jock type. She's very masculine in that, in a lot of her mannerisms and how she carries herself, but at the exact same time, she is very feminine in it too. So you see them also at the exact same time and how they're kind of navigating their relationships, how they're trying to interact with each other, with not only when they're apart, but when they're with each other. They're very new to the whole relationship idea. For
very young,
and yeah,
and they even state that it's their first relationship.
Yeah, and which, you know, it's when you're watching it, it's like, oh, it's very cute, it's this and that. But then as it goes on, you kind of go, well, some of those mannerisms or some of those things, it's like, now that I'm older, looking at it, it's like, yeah, that's kind of creepy. And what's funny is they'll point it out themselves too. So Kase talks about, you know, they're on the roof with Yui and she's talking to her. And we had talked about this just before we started recording, that Kase is like pointing out, she's like, I used to watch you for a year from up here in the hopes that you would look at me. I would just spy you down there every day while you worked in the garden at the school. It's like, yes. And then she points out that she's, you know, she stalked her for a year, basically.
So what's kind of cool is they're all obviously in high school. They're young. So it's not so much creepy as it is innocent fun, or at least it seems that way.
Right.
And one of the things that I found quite interesting and appealing in the movie is the fact that it's stated that, you know, it's my first relationship and that's more important than it's with a girl. And I was like, that's a refreshing take. It's not necessary. You're not really focused on the semantics of the relationship so much as you're focused on how new and how it makes you feel.
Right. And, you know, it's like with any other relationship there. I like the idea for them trying to navigate and figure each other out, figuring out what makes the other person happy or comfortable, and you know, going through the normal. I like how they portrayed the normal new relationship status, right? And it was kind of like that with Horimiya, right? Where they have that new relationship status style going on, but it was different for that, right? They had like entire chunks of time in Horimiya where they would skip for episodes, right? So it would be an episode and some time had gone by and you didn't get to see the true progression of that relationship. Whereas with this, you got to see that progression for the relationship. You got to see them learning about each other all the way through. And while there was, and you can tell that there was time skips on here, the time skips weren't, I feel, as pivotal simply because they didn't spend a lot of that time with each other. And when they did have meaningful contact with each other, it was always shown.
Yeah. Like there was one short stint where they're like, oh, so-and-so's not in school today. And they're like, oh, that sucks. And then fast forward to the next day. So they, even though there was time skips, like you mentioned, they did acknowledge that it was time that had passed rather than just automatically going, well, nope, next.
Yep. Right.
And it was kind of cool seeing the interaction between them as well as their surroundings. Everyone interacted, you were more popular, or the our main character was more popular than you'd think, rather than she thinks. And she's really into horticulture. Horticulture. I got the first part right.
You were in the general area.
Yeah, which I believe the movie itself derives its title from. But what's really neat is it's, even though it's the study of flowers and whatnot, it kind of shows the dedication or the type of personality more than most of the interactions do, I think. And they talk about they do talk about the achievements that were made by I forget her name.
Yui or Kase?
Yui.
Okay.
The flower girl.
Yeah, Kase.
Yui.
Or Yui. Nope. Yeah, Yui. 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 Sorry.
How she transformed this area from kind of a barren area to a lush garden, essentially.
Yeah.
And they acknowledge her hard work and stuff like that. I was like, that was really awesome. So it's just, it's a feel good movie. Very campy towards the end, though. Very expected, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of the things, right, that I didn't like about this. The story was very, I feel, predictable and lacking. I feel like it could have been even like an extra 20 minutes longer or an extra 30 minutes longer and given us a little bit more depth, a little bit more character growth, a little bit more development in general for our two heroines. And I feel like they were shortchanged. I feel like they didn't do them justice. And when we did see them or the kind of interactions that we did get with them, it was nice. It was very kind of refreshing in the take or the progression of the story. I just feel like they could have done more with it.
They could have. I agree. They could have done more to make them more than just two dimensional.
Yeah.
Rather more than one dimensional. Cause every time you were there, every scene had purpose. I will give the director that. That was a really good point. Every scene was good. And I don't think it had too much fat to trim off.
Right.
What I did find to be very, I'm not going to say refreshing because we already said refreshing, but a nice take was if you make some kind of connection to the main characters, you start to feel their anxiety almost in making the decision of, I have to choose between my first real relationship and the school I'm going to.
Right.
And there were some sacrifices that were made that I don't know if they were like, if they stuck, but it was nice to see love win, even if it was very brand new and they were still in their honeymoon phase and stuff like that. You could argue that. You could argue many things, but
yeah,
the interactions were it was a fresh take. And it made me remember back when I was in high school. And granted, I didn't have nearly as colorful or eventful relationships like that. But watching my friends essentially suit up and go to colleges they were gunning for. And some of them were across the country. Some of them were upstate. Some of them didn't even have anything. And so you got that wider range. And it made me think of a lot of my friends in that regard. So, I mean, if the movie's looking for an emotional response, I think they got the wrong one from me, but it still got one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. And I like kind of the take that they went with it, right? The viewpoint of, and it goes back to the struggles of them trying to figure out and navigating what they want to do, especially when it's still a very new love for them. And then discussing, I want to say it like this, right? I want to say that I love the fact that they portrayed them in a very mature, but yet adolescent manner. Does that make sense? Like how they're approaching the situation and everything like that. It's like, it's not that they're handling it wrong or anything like that. Cause they're willing to make sacrifices. They're wanting to be there for the partner. And it's a very mature thing to kind of do. But at the exact same time, you can see the conflict in them in like, how important is my future really kind of to me type thing versus this type of future to me type thing. You know, the struggles for them in their adolescence and trying to discover what they ultimately want to do in the long term and what kind of impacts their decisions are going to have on their life. You know,
that makes perfect sense. Yeah. And I see what you're talking about, and yeah, it comes through really well that way. I know I'm beating a dead horse when I say this, but it really feels like they're using not necessarily a real world experience, but real interaction to gauge this. So whoever wrote this did a really good job. They probably pulled from their own experiences and whatnot, or what they've seen. Again, some parts were a bit campy, but overall it was literally, it reminded me of actual events that happened. And so that, and it's not a bad movie. It's by any stretch, they've got decent music. They've got animation that it's not the best, but it fits, which I think is really important.
Yeah, no, I honestly would have to agree with you. The music for this honestly fit really well for it. It didn't feel or seem like it was out of place at all at any point in time, in all honesty. It didn't feel like it was shoehorned into the anime, like so many other shows that we have watched and kind of drudged through. They really kind of dug through the story or the just tried cramming in music. They're like, oh, well, we have to have something here to kind of help tie it in together. What do we have? We have some stock music in the back that we haven't used before. Let's just use that. Makes no sense to use it here, but let's go ahead and just use it here for this show, for this movie. I am glad that they didn't do that.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. I think that would have taken away from what this movie actually brought, if that makes any sense. Like, I think it would have undermined the original feelings that it gave.
Yeah. No, and I agree with that. The other thing that I really kind of liked about this, the other thing that I really enjoyed about this was the art, the background art. It was very tastefully done. It was wonderfully done. The background, the colors, how every scene for every area that they went to was unique. And for some of the scenes, it felt like they went with a different art style, and not that it detracted from it. It just helped, I feel like, emphasize what they wanted to emphasize, or it allowed you to kind of be drawn into the scenes for it.
Yeah, it was tastefully done, and it was impressive enough to blend into the background, which is what you want.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad by any stretch of the imagination, but it wasn't so distracting. I think it wasn't so good it was distracting, and it wasn't so bad it was distracting.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something that I would encourage other shows to do.
Yes. No, and that's the other thing too. Even though it was short, it did a lot of stuff really, really well. I feel like what it didn't do well wasn't that it wasn't so magnificent, it wasn't so like glaring that it just made me dredge the show. And it allowed me to kind of like move past it and really kind of just enjoy the show for what it is.
That makes sense.
Now,
yeah.
Now, would this be kind of like a movie that I would watch again? No, no. I mean, like, honestly, this is the kind of movie that I would watch. It's a one and done type of thing for me. I have no urge or desire to actually want to watch this again.
Mm.
It was good for the once. And that's about it. What about you? Would you watch this again? Would you give it another? No.
Nah. At the very most, I would watch it with my significant other. But beyond that, no.
All right. Well, honestly, much like this movie, I don't. This is not going to be a long episode, and honestly, I don't have too much more I could really say about it. I mean, like, we've kind of hit every, we talked about the points, all the points I feel like we really wanted to talk about. This isn't really a deep substance type of movie, and it's all surface, you know. It's like it's, you know, it's like M&M's, you know. It's they're good, they taste good, it's nice for, you know, it's a nice little treat, but it provides you no substance, and it's not going to fill you up unless you eat a ton of it. But if you're buying a normal tiny little bag, you know, like one of those little snack pack bags, yeah, that's about it. Mm-hmm. That's all this was. It was a snack pack. It was like, yeah, well, you know, that was good, but I'm still hungry.
Makes sense.
All right. So,
sorry. One last thing I would add.
Okay.
Is if you do watch it, watch to the very, very end.
Yes.
After the credits, because there is a very, I'm not going to say eye-opening, but it's nice. It's a little bow tie on the present, if you will.
Yes, that is the one thing that I will say. I mean, like, it doesn't have a solid, hard end. Like, it has an ending, but it leaves it just open enough to where if they wanted to come back and do some more, they could.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. If they wanted to, they could. But if they didn't, they left it closed just enough that it's satisfying to just let them pretend they're real people and live their own lives and be happy with what you were able to see.
Yeah. So on a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
Surprisingly, like I was going to give it a 5 just because the first part dragged, but I got to give it like a 7 because I feel like it was not a waste of time. I feel like it was not a waste of time. The fact that I would watch it again with somebody else, I would show it to them to try to elicit certain feelings, obviously. Mm-hmm. I'm teetering between a 6 and a 7 because it wasn't great and it did waste a lot of time.
All right. Well, would you like to know my score?
Give it a 6.
Okay. I was going to say 6. Yeah. I was going to give it a 7. Reason why I'm giving it a 7 is because of all the positive points I had talked about for it, right? The artwork was great. They didn't really kind of teeter on a lot of it. However, I do feel like the writing, while it was good, it was solid. I just feel like it could have been a little bit more fleshed out for the character development. I feel like the length could have been a lot longer. I most certainly would not watch it again. I mean,
fair enough.
Pure and simple. I just would not watch it again. But honestly, that's about it, right? Those are my big critiques for it. So it's a cute show. It's not your normal kind of slice of life school, type of anime. And it's very, I want to say it's like a nice palate cleanser.
Mm.
Like in between a lot of, I mean, like the last few ones we watched, they were not that great.
Yeah.
No, they were not that great. And this was like a nice breath of fresh air.
I agree.
All right.
100%. I agree.
Okay. Well, much like this anime, that's it. But we do have another movie that we're going to be watching. Reason why we're doing another movie is, because we want to, and Nanner Nanners,
Nanner Nanners. I like it.
Nanner Nanners. So the movie that we're going to watch, it's actually, basically based off of a season that I had seen before, a series that I'd seen before for their season one. And it's Made in Abyss. And the movie is called Journey's Dawn, which is basically the first half of season one. I'm looking forward to it. I've seen season one. I have not seen the movie, so I am looking forward to it. And, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to Rick watching it too, because it's a movie that was recommended to me, or rather the series was recommended to me by a coworker of mine, and I loved it. So I'm going to go back. I'm already actually thinking about going back and rewatching the series again anyways, just before I start watching season two. So the movies will be nice.
Okay. Do you think if it's good, we'll watch the series too?
Yes.
I
think that it would be good for us to do that compare and contrast for it, but we'll do that after the movies. But before we watch, we'll do the two movies, we'll watch season one, we'll do our contrast. All right. And then we'll do the third movie, because there is a third movie, and then we'll go on to season two, because season two is already done airing too.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, I hope you all enjoyed this week's choice. Please let us know if you feel like we did it too much justice or not enough justice or anything like that. Feel free to reach out to us. All our contact information is available on our website at featuredanimepodcast.com. If you want to talk or chat with us or hang out with us, we do have a Discord. You're all welcome to go in there and talk and hang out with us and chat with us in there. If you want to give us any recommendations on anything that you feel like we should watch, go ahead and we do have a form where you can fill it out, accessible on the website as well as on Discord. And it's also in the show notes as well, so that way you can contact us. We have contact information and how to contact us everywhere. If you want to help us grow, you can go to patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to bonus content that we usually do put out with every episode. And if you want to choose to support us through other means, we do have affiliate links. And if you use our link for Tokyo Tree in the show notes, along with our coupon code featured anime, you get $5 off your first box. And trust me, the treats in there are tasty and delicious. I do highly recommend it. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. We'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.